Yes, guess who, you lucky boys and girls, and moms and dads, and whoever else you might be, or whatever else you might be. There's a lot of possibilities nowadays. But Fish and Frank here, and want to talk about lures and lure fishing, and how sometimes I don't care what you do, who you are, or what it is. Your buddy says you're going to catch. Use this lure; it catches everything.
And then it doesn't at all. It catches nothing.
So guess who's in the studio with me here? This is Josh Olive, the fish coach. You might know him as Josh Olive, the host of the main part of this program. But in
people
this
know me as
segment,
lots of things.
He is Josh Olive, the fish coach. And you can hire him to go out with you and teach you fishing stuff, which is very cool. So I'm out with Morris Campbell, and you guys fished, and I'm sure you're going to be talking about it on the rest of the show. Catching peacock bass and doing all this one day, and we caught like 30 or 40 peacock bass, all on artificials. Great fun. Then the next day we went up to the stick marsh and we're fishing for largemouth, and I have this amazing new lure from Rapala. It's not on the market yet. It's literally, you know, a pre-out sample of a Rapala stop.
That's one of the advantages of being you, is that you get to see this kind of stuff.
And not only that, but Jim from Rapala was driving down the interstate, heard I was going fishing, and came in over my house and dropped off these lures for me to go fishing with. So yes,
not everybody gets that treatment.
No, Fishing Frank is kind of cool to me. But I'm catching all these fish, bass, boom, boom, boom. Well, I broke the little tail off the back of it. It's got a lip on the front, lip on the back, and I hooked a stump, had a fish, and broke tail off. But now I get a fish with something else, and I'm not catching fish. So Morris is catching fish on a spinnerbait, white and chartreuse spinnerbait, silver willow leaves, and caught these two nice fish. And so I switched over to it. Now, for all of you who don't know, Josh plays drums, sings, I play bass, Morris Campbell plays guitar. So I am used to keeping time and tempo with him. True or false, Josh?
It's absolutely true, because there's no way that you guys could play together without doing that.
Right. So when we're playing a song, you know, Morris gets on a rhythm, I follow right in, I keep the beat, do everything. So I'm standing next to Morris, he cast the spinnerbait out. I have one almost identical, cast it out. Morris is holding his rod out. I'm putting my rod tip at the same height as his. We're literally 3.5 feet apart. He starts reeling in at a certain speed. I match the tempo perfectly. He catches fish. I don't. Why?
Because
I suck with his
spinnerbait. He knows what he's doing with the spinnerbait, and you almost know, but not quite.
I can't catch fish out of spinnerbait.
Well, you know, sometimes something as simple as, were they the same reel that you guys were using?
Exactly the same reel, same
rod. Okay, so there's no difference in the ratios.
Nothing.
There's probably no difference in the rigging. You guys are probably using the same line, the same leader.
It was pretty much as identical as you can get, but something about my tempo or my cadence or something was just a little off.
And that makes all the difference sometimes, which is why it can be extremely frustrating to learn how to use some lures, because until you get that exactly right, you're not going to be catching fish. And you can stand there and you can watch a guy catch fish on it, but sometimes you have to do yours just a little bit differently in order to get the same kind of results.
And yeah, I tried. And like I say, as a bass player and Morris's lead guitar player, I am used to following his rhythms and patterns. Because, you know, we've got to mesh perfectly, like you on the drums. When I start playing, you mesh in, you start playing, I'm right there. We know each other very, very well. So I would have thought that I could, and he caught fish when I didn't, and literally running the lures neck and neck with there. Now, when I switched over, I was using a Rapala Extreme Slash, and Morris was throwing a topwater. It worked good because he would cast the topwater, start to work it away from the weed cover, work it, boom, 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 and I could take my lure and cast about 4 feet beyond, twitch, twitch, and I could hit fish that way. He would get their attention with the topwater, and I could use that slash bait and just bang the fish.
Coming right
it.
In there behind it.
You know, he got their attention, and I gave him a snack, so it worked out great. I just don't understand why I can't throw a spinner bait like that.
Well, you know, it's something that you probably can figure out with time and with patience and with throwing a spinnerbait lots and lots of times. But, you know, if you don't want to throw a spinnerbait, that's the great thing about it, is there's so many other different ways for you to catch fish and so many different lures. You don't have to use those lures that frustrate you and drive you crazy. You can use something else. There's always another way to catch them.
And I think there's a good lesson in here, in that when you hear about these great lures and you try them, a lot of times some of the simplest lures, like there's certain paddle tails, if you get the right cadence down, the right speed, they're phenomenal, but just a little bit off. Or maybe when I reel, my other hand might be pulling the rod a little bit, where the tip's going back and forth. I was trying not to. I was trying to match what he was doing identically. But there had to be something different.
Either something that, was different from the fish's perspective.
Or maybe it's just bad luck. Don't know.
Well, I guess it's possible. I mean, statistically, there's only a certain number of fish out there for you to drag those baits past. So, yeah, I mean, you could be right. You're probably not. You were probably doing something wrong.
Yeah, I'm probably doing something wrong. There's a good lure. So when somebody tells you about a great lure, look at that lure, and maybe you already have something similar that is better for you. I tell people when they're coming to Florida, and this show goes on and is rebroadcast on a podcast, which is very popular. When you're coming to Florida, bring the lures that you're good with. It's not always a good idea to come to an area, try new lures on new waters and new fish. If you're on the east coast of Florida, you know, if you're going out fishing, just because you change species, don't mean you really want to change your lure. Use the one you're good with, because neither of the two lures I was using were designed for bass fishing. And they caught the peacock and the largemouth like crazy. They were saltwater flats lures. Both the lures I caught all my fish on were actually for the saltwater flats.
Yeah, but the fish didn't know that. The fish don't see the marketing. The fish don't see the packaging. All they see is that lure, which either works for them or it doesn't. And if it doesn't work for them, then you're not going to catch anything.
So use what you're good with. And if that's not working, we'll help you find something that maybe will work. Here at Fish and Frank's, either in the Port Charlotte store or in North Fort Myers in the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership. That's Josh the Fish Coach giving me a hand on why can't I use a spinnerbait.
I'll teach you.
You're going to teach me?
Yeah.
All right. Fish Break. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. Back to the regular crew. The guys of Radio Waterline.
Thanks, Frank.
Fish, 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 fish